colorful beams of light shoot forward in a black void before words appear within. A Marvel Studios special presentation. Flickering pages of superhero comics give way to the film versions of each character, interspersed with screenplay text. Frozen in poses, Iron Man, the Hulk, Black Panther, Ant-Man, Black Widow, Star-Lord, and Thor appear.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me.
Captain America throws his shield, and scenes play out on the inner surfaces of a word cut from a metallic block. More characters appear, including Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange, and the Mighty Thor. Another word stands beside the cutout. Marvel Studios.
I turn my face away and dreamed about you.
In animation, the Eclector glides through space. On board, young Quill and Kraglin hang random items on a small makeshift Christmas tree.
Hey, this one looks good.
What in the fires of Olgard y'all think you're doing?
Hey, Captain. We're just, have you ever heard of Christmas?
What?
Well, it's a celebration we have once a year on Earth, where everybody gets presents for each other. So me and Kraglin made this tree, and we got gifts for everyone.
It was Pete's idea.
And this one here's for you.
Don't come at me with no damn gifts! What a Ravager gets, he works for. We ain't about no damn handouts.
It's more like a sign of appreciation.
That sounds more like sentiment, boy. That may be okay for you mushy types on Terra, but out here in the cold rigors of space is what'll get you killed. And you ought to know better.
He kicks the tree.
Now, get this crap out of here. If it ain't out of here before I get back, you both gonna be cleaning the latrines for the rest of the damn year.
But that's Jeff's favorite job.
You talking back now, Kraglin?
No.
Yondu picks up the little tree and smashes it against the floor before booting it away.
I hate Christmas!
In live action, adult Kraglin stands on a balcony with Mantis, Drax, and Nebula.
And that's how Yondu ruined Christmas forever.
That is so sad.
I like the part where Yondu kicked over the tree.
Unsmiling, Nebula shakes her head at Drax.
Anyways, I just saw on the multi-calendar that right now on Earth, it's almost Christmas time. So, yeah, it kind of brings back some memories.
Yondu had a point. Ever since buying Nowhere from the Collector, we don't have time for trivialities like Christmas. This place needs a lot of fixing up before it's livable.
Yeah, I reckon we got work to do.
Yeah.
Nebula and Kraglin head off, leaving Drax and Mantis alone.
That was such a heartbreaking story.
I know. I hate stories where everybody lives.
Mantis looks down at the street, where Quill asks for a woman's signature near some cargo.
There you go.
Yeah.
Rocket and the dog in the spacesuit gaze up at grates floating up toward window openings.
Cosmo, what use is telekinesis if you can't even aim?
You wanna do it? Do it!
Just concentrate, you stupid mutt.
The grates fall to the ground.
What?
I refuse to do any more work while you demean me.
All right. I'm sorry. Chill out.
Also, I want one of those delicious treats in that bag.
Rocket reaches into a bag and Cosmo sits. The raccoon tosses the dog a treat and Quill looks over at them.
All right, that's it. Back to work.
As Quill heads off, an alien with a long beard and guitar spots him.
Here he comes. Hey, Peter.
Oh, hi, Beezer McAtalkalock.
My bandmates and I have been mastering these old Earth instruments and working on a little ditty, and I thought you might be able to help us out as it's about one of your Earth traditions.
Huh?
Christmas.
Oh.
Everything I know about Christmas, I learned from Rocket, who learned from Cosmo, who learned from Kraglin, who learned from you. So I thought I might just take it back to the source and make sure I understand this all correctly. This is, after all, a historical document.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay. Out on the third planet closest to the sun, there's a special celebration, and it sounds quite fun. A jolly old fellow brings toys to everyone on a holiday they call Christmas.
That's perfect. Good. Beezer, good job.
Now, I'm not gonna lie, it makes no sense to me, but here's what I've discovered about this Christmas mystery.
I'm super busy. Is this a long song?
One, two, three, Santa is a furry freak with epic superpowers. He flies to every human home in under 14 hours. He's a master burglar.
No.
A pro at picking locks.
No.
If you don't leave milk and cookies out, he will put dung in your socks.
That is not part of the lore at all.
If you act nicely through the night and don't jump on your bed, Santa comes with sugar plums and hurls them at your head. But if you're on his naughty list, he shoots missiles at your toes. He might just roast your chestnuts with his powerful flamethrower.
No! He doesn't have a flamethrower!
Beezus' forearm spins all the way around to strum.
It's kinda cool.
It spins the other way.
I don't know what Christmas is, but Christmas time is here.
A crowd of dubious listeners gathers.
He's compelled his creepy elves to do his every wish. One sought to be a dentist, now he's sleeping with the fish. Mrs. Claus, she works the pole, plans her man's demise.
No!
Soon the elves will all rise up and stab out Santa's eyes.
Earthlings!
Groot, taller than most of the bystanders, pumps his muscular arms.
Earthlings are so weird.
That's true.
I don't know what Christmas is, but Christmas time is here. Ho, 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 ho. Earthlings are so weird. I don't know what Christmas is, but Christmas time is here.
What the heck's a turtle dove? And who lit up that deer?
I don't know what Christmas is, but Christmas time is here.
A title appears. The Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special.
Christmas time is here.
Or maybe it's there, or it's somewhere, I don't know.
You just got these instruments?
Thank you, Nowhere! Have you ever seen a crowd more into it?
Quill scowls and plods away.
He loved it, guys.
Up on the balcony, Mantis turns to Drax.
It sounds like Christmas is a wonderful time, and Yondu ruined it for Peter. I feel like I should do something.
Why?
Because of, you know, my secret. The one only you know.
That you ate the entire bowl of Zargnuts in the commissary?
My other secret.
That you're Quill's sister?
Mantis nods.
Why don't you just tell people the truth?
Peter's father, our father, killed his mother and tried to kill him. I don't want him to be reminded of that every time he sees me.
No, I meant about the Zargnuts.
Oh. I don't think anyone cares about that but you. Maybe because I'm his sister, I feel like I should give Peter a happy Christmas. He's so sad about Gamora being gone. Maybe if we gave Peter a really wonderful Christmas gift, it would make him happy.
Well, we could give him those Zargnuts, except you ate them all.
Get over the Zargnuts!
What kind of present?
Something special he will never forget.
What about someone special?
What?
Over the years, Quill has talked about one person more than any other. A legendary hero who has saved countless lives. We could give him the Quill as a present.
Elsewhere, Kevin Bacon gets out of his car carrying gift bags.
Kira, hey honey.
Hey baby.
I can't wait for you guys to get back from New York.
Did you get the stuff?
Yep. Yeah, I got all the presents. Everything is set for the perfect family Christmas.
Now, a ship zooms away from nowhere, twirling as it goes through the first of several jump points. Mantis pilots the ship with Drax standing behind her, and they gaze out the windshield at the approaching planet Earth.
Wow.
They fly low over a neighborhood.
I wonder which one belongs to Kevin Bacon.
A woman on the sidewalk grimaces tearfully at the ship, and another bystander films with her phone as more just stare.
Drax, why are they staring? You put the cloaking device on like you said you did, right?
Yes.
He covertly turns a knob and the ship disappears from view.
I can plainly see that you just did it right now in front of me.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I wish I brought Groot.
The ship lands behind the Hollywood sign.
So, we'll go down into the city and ask people where Kevin Bacon is.
Do you think Kevin Bacon is the leader of the world or just of most people?
I think everybody.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I can hear the sleigh bells coming around. Now, the duo walks down Hollywood Boulevard past the Chinese Theater. Pedestrians stare at them, and Mantis points out a breakdancing street performer. Hops giddily. Then they notice costumed characters taking pictures with tourists. Mantis's face lights up, and she points to a man dressed as Captain America. She leaps onto him, and he flees.
Why is he running away?
I don't know.
Drax spots a guy dressed as a robot taking a picture with a family.
Hey!
No! I'm sorry, Gobot's killing his cousin!
I'll rip your head off!
Drax! Stop being a bitch!
A family approaches Drax and Mantis.
Oh, hey, can we get a picture? Come on, guys.
The mom holds out her phone to take pictures of the group.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much. We got a picture with the God of War.
The dad gives Mantis some cash. She stares at the money confusedly. Now, the duo poses for photos with several groups. A gaggle of women surrounds Drax, some rubbing his muscles. As a guy takes a selfie with them, Mantis scowls at a performer dressed as Captain Marvel. Later, Drax and Mantis stare quizzically at a nativity scene. Is this Christmas? As she receives more cash, Mantis excitedly shakes her haul. She extends her arms in a pose with the group as nearby, Drax wails on the guy dressed as a robot. At night, Mantis holds the day's earnings in her arms as she and Drax walk down a side street. They come to an establishment decorated with holiday lights and a bouncer sitting outside.
Could Kevin Bacon be in here?
They head into the nightclub where mostly male patrons dance joyously in a large open area. Mantis's jaw drops. Mantis grins as they make their way across the crowded dance floor to the bar. She puts down all their cash and slides it to the bartender clad in a red tank top and Santa hat.
Give us your finest libations.
Have you seen Kevin Bacon anywhere?
Why would I know where Kevin Bacon is located?
Drax gulps down his shot, but Mantis laps at hers with her tongue before downing it. Steam shoots out of her mouth. They each drink another shot. Mantis heads onto the dance floor, and a man approaches Drax.
Come out and dance with us!
Dancing is for people who are pathetic.
Well, how about a drink then?
Yes!
Two shots of tequila, please!
As Mantis goofs around on the dance floor, Drax does shots with men at the bar. A time-lapse view shows him and Mantis downing shots, then her dancing as Drax drinks with a growing group of guys. Later, they sit on the curb outside the club.
I can't believe not a single one of our new homies know where Kevin Bacon is. There are tens of thousands of people on this planet. We don't even know what Kevin Bacon looks like.
You want to know where Kevin Bacon lives?
Yes.
Mantis turns to a woman standing outside a souvenir shop who brings her a map to the stars' homes.
It's 40 bucks.
Mantis checks her pocket.
Uh-oh. I don't know where my money is.
The woman takes back the map.
Give it to me for free.
Mantis grabs her wrist, and she gives it back. Mantis touches her hand.
Give me all your money.
The woman unzips her fanny pack.
Drax! Move faster!
A map to the stars shows Mantis and Drax icons passing celebrities before reaching Kevin Bacon. In his house, Kevin picks up a plate and glass and brings it into his living room where he settles onto the couch in front of a movie.
So as I can return to Earth for Christmas. You know, Mrs. Claus is a very good-natured woman, but
Santa Claus, you will never return to Earth.
Oui.
Kevin picks up a tablet-sized monitor showing Mantis peering into a doorbell camera.
Yeah, can I help you?
Outside a gate.
Yes, we're looking for the legendary Kevin Bacon.
We're looking for the legendary Kevin Bacon.
I just said that, Drax.
Your voice is small and mousy. I think maybe he didn't hear you.
He heard. He's Kevin Bacon. He's probably got great ears.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't help you.
But wait. Hello?
Kevin taps the tablet.
He's gone. Look what you did. You acted weird and you made him not want to talk to us.
Sorry.
They look up at the gate with lit garlands strung across it.
You think you can toss me over the gate if you...
Drax picks her up and chucks her over the gate.
Ow! What are you doing?
Tossing you over the gate.
I didn't mean right that second. I meant after I was ready. I wasn't even done talking.
Toss you over the gate? Don't toss you over the gate? Make up your mind.
Mantis glowers at Drax through the gate. He takes a few steps back, then jumps clear over it himself. They gaze at Christmas decorations on the lawn.
Whoa.
Drax grabs an inflatable elf.
I want this funny man.
Don't just take stuff.
Her face lights up and she takes one of the candy canes lining the walkway.
But I guess that's what it's here for.
Inside, Kevin watches the movie. He walks through his large, elegantly decorated house toward the front door.
Kevin Bacon!
He taps a tablet and sees Drax and Mantis through another doorbell cam.
Kevin Bacon!
Okay, guys, I don't know what you're thinking, but this is not cool. This is private property. Now, kindly put down my elf and my candy cane and go. I'm calling the police right now.
Drax bashes straight through a window by the door.
911, what's your emergency?
You're coming with us. That's a Christmas present.
As Kevin flees, he pushes over a Christmas tree into their path.
There's two. I don't know what they are. People in costumes.
I want an alien for Christmas.
He encounters Drax in the kitchen and runs upstairs, then turns to find Mantis jumping from a column to the wall as she chases him.
With 17 eyes,
rushing outside onto a balcony, Kevin leaps over the edge and grabs onto a slender tree, sliding down it and crashing to the ground. He recovers and runs down a set of stairs, glancing back to see Drax and Mantis easily jumping down from the balcony. He runs. Candy cane in hand, Mantis starts after him.
Wait!
What?
I left my little funny man back in the house.
What?
I want to go back and get him.
But Kevin Bacon is gonna get away.
But you still have your swirly red and white curly man.
How can you possibly think this is a man?
What is it?
I don't know. A shape?
Well, how is it fair you get to keep it and I don't?
Because I was responsible and held on to it. Drax, do you love Peter and want to save Christmas? Or do you want a little funny man?
A little funny man?
No!
She runs after Kevin, and Drax reluctantly follows. Now Kevin turns onto a street, then looks over to see Mantis and Drax bounding high behind hedges as they gain on him. Police cars with their siren lights flashing barrel toward Kevin, who puts up his hands, and they come to a stop before him. An officer gets out.
Mr. Bacon, is that your 911 call?
You gotta get these things away from me.
Hello? Hey,
I'm a police officer. I don't know what's going on here, but you need to back up or I'll shoot. Raise your hands above your head. Stop!
She shoots Drax. Multiple officers open fire.
Stop the tickle! Stop! I'm gonna pee my pants!
Mantis uses her candy cane to disarm the female officer, then loops the hooked end around her neck and yanks her to the ground. She throws the candy cane at another officer, then kicks a third in the shin. As officers surround her with guns, Mantis uses one as a shield and kicks off of another, using the momentum to bring them both down. She touches them both on the neck.
Sleep.
She makes eye contact with Kevin and reaches for him. Kevin escapes as Mantis looks up at Drax walking to an arriving police car. He flips it over and it lands on its roof.
Drax! You can't just kill people!
Well, how am I supposed to know the rules if no one tells me?
She picks up her candy cane and walks past Drax with a grimace. Creeping toward the upturned car, she kneels beside a window and looks in at the two upside-down officers.
Are you okay? We are not doing anything wrong. We are just taking the legendary hero Kevin Bacon to give him as a present to our friend who is sad about Christmas.
Okay.
Here.
She slides the candy cane into the car.
I really wanted this, but we're even now, okay?
Sure.
That doesn't look like a man to you, does it?
A man? No.
Of course not. My friend is being an idiot.
Elsewhere, Kevin shimmies under a chain link fence. As he stands on the other side, he comes face to face with Mantis and Drax. She touches his face.
You would love to come with us.
Hey, where are we going?
First, there.
Drax points to a Christmas store.
Coolest.
Later, Kevin gazes around in awe as he sits aboard the ship with Drax and Mantis. Both guardians wear tacky Christmas sweaters and decorations pack the cockpit.
Are you friends with the Fonz?
Who?
The Fonz.
Fonz, he's a hero, like you.
Have the two of you ever had a team up?
Well, the Fonz's real name is Henry Winkler, and I do know him. He's a very nice guy. Would you consider grabbing dinner like one time a team up?
No, eating together is not a team up.
Tell us, what was it like when you had to save the small town by dancing like an idiot?
Oh, well, that wasn't me. That was a character that I played, Red McCormick, in the movie, Footloose.
What? What about when you fought and defeated the super strong masked killer Jason Voorhees in the woods?
Yeah.
Nope. Again, not me. Just a character I played. And he didn't actually kill Jason. He got stabbed through the neck with an arrow.
Kevin's grin fades as he glances between Drax and Mantis.
He's an actor! He's never actually saved anyone.
But actors are repugnant.
I know. They make me feel gross and creepy when they pretend to be someone else.
Oh, no, no. Acting is a wonderful profession. I mean, you don't get to live just one life. You get to live so many lives. And
we got Quill the worst gift ever. A disgusting actor.
This is the worst day of my life.
We ruined Christmas worse than Yondu.
Peter was a child when he left Earth. His memory's all screwed up. He doesn't remember things right.
She touches Kevin's hand.
Kevin Bacon, you have to pretend you're an actual hero or else Christmas is doomed.
Blimey, mate. I can't wait to storm them Nazis on the beach.
What are you doing?
I'm a hero, ain't I, then? I'm a private in the British Army. During World War II.
No, just your regular voice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure, fine. Hello, I'm the Batman. Hello, I'm Bruce Wayne.
Who is Bruce Wayne?
No, don't be someone else. Be Kevin Bacon, but like if you didn't suck.
That's something. I'm weird. Because, like, normally it would really piss me off, but I don't know. Right now, for some reason, I just feel really great about all of it.
We hate you.
On Nowhere, Quill sits eating by himself. He looks up and catches Groot watching him before fleeing. Quill's brow furrows. He glances around the otherwise vacant establishment confusedly. A low view tracks Quill as he walks through the building's tunnel-like foyer, and Mantis grins as she spies on him from outside. She looks up at Drax on a balcony, then signals him. He pushes down a lever, and string lights along the buildings glow to life. A view circles Quill as he gazes around in bewilderment. Mantis signals Nebula. Nebula muscles a crank, and Quill's eyes widen as snow-like flakes flutter down all around him. Mantis's face lights up as she looks at the falling flakes, and Quill holds out his hands to catch some in his palms. On a high level, Kraglin looks down as Mantis runs over giddily. She signals him and he presses a control. Even more lights and decorations come on, including a light-up Santa sleigh and reindeer, turning the industrial city of Nowhere into a winter wonderland.
Are you kidding?
Quill's jaw drops as his face floods with disbelief. Mantis runs out.
Merry Christmas, Peter! For me and Drax and, you know.
The citizens come outside.
All of us, really.
With tears in his eyes, Quill grins and pats Drax on the shoulder. Mantis beams at Quill, then turns to Rocket, who stands high on a tower. He aims a spotlight down, where Kraglin also gestures.
You guys!
The spotlight shines on young adult Groot, who wheels out a wrapped gift as tall as himself.
What did you do?
He approaches the gift tied with a bow. It wobbles back and forth. Quill's smile fades.
Hey, guys, I'm about to pass out. There's no air in here.
Quill whips his head toward Mantis, who regards him excitedly. He quickly tears apart the wrapping and opens the box. A grinning Kevin steps out and spreads his arms wide.
Ta-da! You must be Pete. Merry Christmas!
It's Kevin Bacon. He's not a loser. He's great. We don't hate him at all.
What'd you do?
What?
What did you do?
We got you Kevin Bacon as a present?
You got me a human being as a present.
What better gift for the guy who has everything than an actual human living person?
This isn't a Christmas gift. This is human trafficking.
Yes.
It was mostly Drax's idea.
It was.
Hey, Pete, I gotta stick up for these guys because, to tell you the truth, I am totally stoked about the whole thing, man.
Quill turns to Mantis.
You used your powers on him, didn't you?
Maybe. I can't remember.
Get Kevin Bacon out of the trance now!
She steps toward the actor and touches her fingers to his neck.
Just be what you really are.
Quill takes a step back as Kevin looks around at everyone staring at him.
Ah!
Quill gives an understanding nod.
Dude, calm down.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
That's a talking raccoon.
I'll kill you! Don't ever call me that!
Groot stops Rocket as he leaps at Kevin, and Nebula points her blaster at the actor.
Kraglin, prepare the Bowie for his transport back to Earth.
Aye, Captain.
Mr. Bacon, I am so sorry. This is really embarrassing. I know you're worried sick, and your family is too. We're gonna get you back home immediately.
I am Groot.
Oh, suddenly you thought it was a bad idea all along.
I am Groot.
Dude, I literally just saw you wheel him out in front of everybody.
I'm gonna let you go, Kevin Bacon. Don't run. You're not gonna run.
Stop!
He bolts.
Go get Kevin Bacon.
I've got him.
Don't kill him.
Can't outrun me, Bacon!
Later, an inflatable Santa slowly deflates as people head off. Kraglin leads Kevin onto the buoy.
Hey, that man was a plant.
Oh, Groot's just a kid. Sorry about all this stuff.
What's that on your head?
That is a device for controlling a flying arrow, but I ain't quite got the hang of it yet. I know this must all be a shock to you, but it's only because you mean a great deal to Pete that they done it. Pete didn't have much to love growing up, but one thing he did love was telling us all stories about you.
Me?
You saved a town for dancing. And once Pete saved the whole galaxy with dancing, for real, you taught him how to be a hero. And now he might just be the greatest hero alive.
They each sit down in a cockpit seat.
Manton, these dopes, they was just hoping you'd bring the joy of Christmas back into his heart is all.
Kevin looks away, his expression softened.
Oh.
He checks his phone as he receives a call from Kira.
How on earth do you get reception up here?
Couple of good satellite dishes out front will get you anything within about 400 million light years.
Hi, honey.
Baby, are you at the house?
Yeah, no, I'm just with some friends.
Oh, okay. Well, what time do you think you'll be home?
Hey, would it be okay if I'm just a little bit late? I got some friends here that kind of need to learn about Christmas.
Kraglin smiles. Later, Kevin strums a guitar beside Beezer and the rest of his band, then steps up to a microphone as the string lights and decorations glow all around them. The Guardians stand at the front of the crowd gathered before the musicians.
When we are born, we are swaddled and snuggled, whispered to, fussed over, tickled and cuddled. When we grow up, things get muddled, and here it is Christmas time. Stop by for a piece of delicious peach pie while I tell you my Yuletide wishes. You can help me do the dishes, 'cause here it is Christmas time. And we all want someone who will love us and hold us.
Elsewhere, Quill gives Groot a gift. He unwraps a Game Boy, bouncing excitedly.
When nights are the coldest, and we all want someone who will hug us and kiss us. All I want is you for Christmas. Let us examine the holiday spirit. Let the small kids sing so we can all hear it.
Nebula drops a large rectangular gift box in front of Rocket, who opens it and takes out the present.
Bucky's arm?
He looks up at her in disbelief.
Merry Christmas. Love us and hold us, to curl up alongside, when nights are the coldest, and we all want some.
Cosmo wanders up to Kraglin and a group of friends hanging out on some stairs and deposits a dead Orlone with a bow on it at their feet.
All I want.
Kraglin looks from the dead animal to Cosmo's happy face and smirks softly, giving the dog a pat on her head. As Kevin and the band play, Nebula sways and moves her arms to the music. Elsewhere, Mantis carries a box with a huge bow on top and sets it in front of Drax. He opens it. He pulls out the inflatable elf. He hugs it tightly, then wraps his arms around Mantis.
When we are born, we are swaddled and snuggled, whispered to, fussed over, tickled and cuddled. And when we grow up, things get muddled, and here it is Christmas time, and we all want someone.
Now, Groot distributes a gift to each of the Guardians. Mantis eyes hers, a model of herself, Nebula, Drax, and Kraglin standing on the balcony. Quill holds one of Drax and Mantis chasing Kevin along the hedges, and Drax's model shows him flipping over the police car. In Nebula's model, Kevin bursts out of his gift box. Kraglin laughs at his model, which depicts him laughing at his model.
All I want is you for Christmas. All I want is you for Christmas.
Later, Kevin bashfully holds out his arms to the group.
Best Christmas ever.
Oh, come on, breathe in.
They share a group hug.
Hey, love you guys.
We love you, Kevin Bacon.
Bye, Kevin Bacon.
Bye, Kevin Bacon.
Bye, Bacon.
Bye, Bacon.
We love you, Kevin Bacon.
Hey, I'll see you at Easter.
He heads off with Kraglin.
Wow. I guess all actors aren't complete pieces of shit.
Now, Quill stands on the balcony with Mantis, facing away from the lights and decorations of the city.
I can't believe you guys did all of that for me. I mean, why?
Why what?
I mean, why would you go to the trouble of going all the way to Earth to abduct Kevin Bacon?
Kraglin told us a story about how Yondu ruined Christmas. So we wanted to save it for you.
I'm not sure Kraglin knows how that story ended.
In animation, Yondu passes a trash can stuffed with the remainder of the makeshift Christmas tree and the gifts. He fishes out a present with his name on it and unwraps it. Inside, he finds the smiling green trinket. A grin spreads across his face. Later, young Quill sulks into a room and finds a gift to him from Yondu. He opens it, finding a pair of quad blasters inside. His face lights up and he takes them out.
That is so sweet.
In the present.
That's Yondu.
I guess I just wanted to do something special for you because, well...
What?
Your father, Peter. He might be...
Ego? He might be what?
He might be. He is... my father, too.
A tear streams down her cheek.
Wait, so does that make you my sister?
She nods emotionally.
Mantis. That's the greatest Christmas gift I could ever get.
He pulls her into an embrace.
Merry Christmas, Mantis.
Merry Christmas, Peter.
As Quill and Mantis hold each other close, the view draws away to include the city lit up with holiday lights and decorations. The streets and balconies filled with people dancing and celebrating. In animation, Yondu places the green toy atop his control console in the cockpit. Young Quill comes in and sits beside him, and Yondu ruffles his hair and pats his shoulder before starting up the ship. Yondu playfully punches his arm, and Quill returns the gesture. Yondu touches Quill's head fondly before speeding forward, and Quill throws up his arms as streaking stars blur past the windshield. Fireworks shoot from the ship's thrusters and spell out the words, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals. Voice by Laura Post. On the ship, Cosmo watches as Groot stands with his arms extended and Rocket covers him with decorations. He drops his arms.
Come on, Groot!
Groot to ruin Christmas again.
Now we gotta have another special.
White block letters against a red field. Marvel Studios.